You're listening to another episode of Bites Behind the Media, short takes on cool topics. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
Here are the headlines. Borrowing a page from Hollywood to solve a murder, a dangerous video behind the wheel of a car, and why do all of the viewers out there love them billions?
And I got one.
Yes.
Why do you have to pay to break that privacy code?
That's out there. And we'll talk about that.
It has something to do with Jeff Bezos and texting and sexting and all that neat stuff.
Today's episode, dirty stuff. Today's episode is powered by Away. Thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket. And they come in a range of colors and materials to suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, drive in. Did you take a look at this video? So, you know who Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is?
Yes.
I don't.
Okay.
So, he was behind the wheel of his car, and he posted on Instagram a video of himself recording on his phone while driving. So, he's driving a car. He's recording on of himself. And it was really dangerous, especially when the camera moves down and you realize that he's driving 105 miles an hour. And in addition,
which is driving to endanger.
Exactly.
Just saying, by the letter of the law.
There is the seatbelt light is on. So either he's not wearing a seatbelt or a passenger is not wearing a seatbelt.
Or there's
something broken.
No. This happens to me now. I'm in this rent-a-car, and I've got my backpack, which weighs about 20 pounds.
And it sits in the passenger seat. Yeah, but mine doesn't.
Going off.
See, mine doesn't do that. It will tell you that it turns off the airbag.
Right.
But it doesn't do the thing because it knows that you probably can put things in there from time to time, and it's not a human being. Well, but yours isn't smart enough.
It doesn't have the artificial intelligence.
There you go. So anyway, so when this went out there, it went viral, and people started pointing out that he was there.
Stupid behavior by 23-year-olds. Weren't we just talking about that? Well, maybe he's 25 now.
Well, who knows how, yeah. But so that was, it is not a good idea what he did. And then he, after everyone started talking about it, pointing out the dangerous nature of this video, he said, quote, "I made a bad decision and will set a better example going forward." He wrote this on Twitter. So at least he fessed up to it. But it just points again, we've talked about this often, is people with their, you shoot a video, you put it out there, you think you're doing something fun, it can backfire on you. So you have to really, you can't do dangerous, crazy stuff and think you're going to get away with it.
Stop right there.
Yes.
There's a camera everywhere.
There is.
Even when you're not controlling it yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, cameras are everywhere. Right.
You've got,
you can do a fixed camera and get all the shots you want.
Still
if you want to live in front. But
there's
still
people out there doing stupid things, Dan, on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry.
What about your story there?
Well, Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
One of the richest guys, if not the richest guy in the world,
yep.
Amazon, right?
Yep.
So he's taking on the National Enquirer, I believe.
He could buy the National Enquirer if he wanted to.
I would think he would. But
yes, that's what I would have done.
And maybe he may end up doing, I don't know, because there's going to. So he's in a nasty divorce.
Right.
Disagreement right now. I mean, it's a.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
Never a good thing.
You're right. Separation right now, I think.
Yeah. I think they're separated, right. And he has a girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
And he and the girlfriend were doing private texting back and forth.
Right.
And I believe there was some sexting involved, which, by the way, I got to admit.
You don't get a thrill from that.
I'll be honest. You've never partaked in sexting.
You ought to try it sometime.
No, I don't want to try it.
Okay.
It is not something I need to do. And for this very reason, because I learned a long time ago by an attorney, anything that you put down in your phone in a text.
It gets saved somewhere.
It is saved and it can cost you millions.
Yes, it can.
So don't do it.
Right.
And even if you delete it, it's still there somewhere.
So just pick up a dial phone somewhere and dial a number.
Oh, and actually talk to somebody.
Oh, no.
Because I don't think they've gotten to the point. Sure, if your phone is tapped, they can record it.
Right.
But if you're just going to have a conversation with someone,
you can,
for the most part, it's not being saved anywhere.
Exactly. Unless, you're right. If it's being tapped,
unless
if you're doing illegal nefarious activity,
right.
They can get it.
We know technically it can happen.
Right.
But if you're an average Joe, and even though he's not an average Joe or an average Jeff because he's got billions, right?
Right, exactly.
That
so what's he trying to do now?
He's trying to stop this private.
It's the pictures now, right?
Yes, because, there were some pictures that were
naked, nudie.
I believe that they were
of himself under, or the woman.
Yes, and I believe it was below the waist pictures.
Oh, just what we want to see.
By the way, I just don't get that thing.
I guess if you're proud of your package, you want to share it. You want to wrap it up in a bow.
I'm proud of my package. Thank you very much. Yes. And I do not need to share it with anybody.
Hey, packages are sent through the mail all the time. So why not send the package through the email or the text or whatever else?
Because it could end up biting you in the backside.
Sometimes packages are delivered to the wrong address.
Anyway.
We know that.
Well, think about this. So you put it out there, and someone is sharing that.
Yes.
It's supposed to be between two people.
It's that ideally,
right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Two people.
Unless, I guess, there
two
could
consenting
be.
Two consenting adults.
Could be, I guess you could do a three-way sexting.
Yes.
No. That's always possible.
Takes the merge call
yes, exactly.
function to a whole new level.
Whole new
is
level.
That where you're going?
Yes, yes.
As is this conversation
man,
going
we're
down.
Going downhill, yes.
Anyway, so they're doing, and obviously, hey, check this out. So you're sharing personal information
right.
with someone else, whether that's a trusted sibling or a friend, it doesn't matter because that person may look at that going, ooh.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're not sending it with a trusted sibling.
Well, whatever it is.
Showing your package to your sibling. Now, that's really creepy.
I'm telling you, it's disturbing
yes.
unto itself.
Yes.
And now someone steals that image and wants to get paid by the National Enquirer.
Right.
To share it with them.
And by the way, I think it's his girlfriend's brother who sold the text in the first place
right.
to the Enquirer for about $200,000 to $250,000. Yeah. Amazing. Well, we'll see.
I'm starting to get dehydrated, Dan.
Okay, so drink away.
I'm going to start drinking my water.
Yes, I don't want you to drop over
and
here
And I could
on me.
Be dropping any moment,
okay.
which you can't see, which is good at
yes,
this point.
Yes, but it could spike the ratings.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an interesting story. One more here. We got this billboards. That, I don't know if you saw that movie. I saw it because it was one year before, the season before. It was one of the movies that was up for a SAG Award. And it is about, three billboards where you, they put up a billboard.
Hibbing, Montana? Was it Hibbing, North Dakota?
Yeah, exactly. So it was somewhere up there. Anyway,
yeah.
Now there's this sister. Her sister was murdered back in 1996, and her murder still remains unsolved. And so she's borrowing a page from this movie and putting up these billboards, paying to put up a number of billboards, offering a $100,000 award to any or reward rather to anyone who has, information that can lead to this case being solved. And it's kind of, it's three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. And now she's doing this with the hope of bringing back her sister. 23 years is since this happened, and
really
so far no leads whatsoever. So this family is desperate for answers. They're trying to do whatever they can to get this case solved, and she's hoping billboards will be the answer.
Social media might
yeah.
be a good way to go and not spend that kind of money, but I'm just saying.
But you know, and then one final thing, just billions. I like watching the show on Showtime.
Now, this is a show that, what's his name's in? Jesse, the guy that, is that the show?
Yeah, I don't know that. I just know it's an
right.
interesting show. I don't know the characters. I mean, I know who each one of, I don't
right.
know the names.
But he was in it.
Yeah, I think so.
The guy who did the fake, the fake report. Is he not in that show?
What
Jesse?
Fake report? Oh, small. No, no, no,
Smollett?
No, 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 no.
Again,
he's
I
on
have
another
no clue.
One. No. He's on a different show. He's
Sorry.
Not on Billions. No,
Sorry,
he's not.
It.
No.
What show is he on?
Nah.
Millions?
No, he's not on.
Tens of thousands?
He is not on the show. Billions is a different show. There is another show that also focuses on billionaires. And the whole thing is, all we need to say around this story is that billion shows are hot right now, right? It's not people now don't only just want to see, sort of what it would be like to be a multimillionaire. It's
right.
a different level of billions,
right.
but they're showing through this show that the wealth, having your own helicopter and just the nasty, filthy wealth that they have, and also the turmoil, the internal turmoil and struggle. There's a lot of ugly stuff in these shows. So they're showing you the good and the bad of billions,
yep.
and that apparently is a winning formula.
Well,
so kind of interesting.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Nope.
Although I'll take the check.
And it won't be worth anything. I say that to people on my own. It's not even worth anything on a check. Why in the hell would you want it on a napkin?
Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast along with us. We know you did. We always do. Like it, share it, keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.